guaranteed first place. They win tonight, conference is locked up, and it's done, it's dusted, their first seed, they're crushing it. So, Screaming Eagles, they got a lot to play for. I mean, first things first, they want to beat their rivals. This is their home field, hosting the ones that are 20 miles south of them. They don't want to lose. They want to defend their field. They're the home team. They got the home crowd. They want to end the season not at 500, at 4-4, but at 5-3. And so there's a lot going on tonight, and I'm excited to cast this game for you here going forward. Right now they're getting the rosters lined up, but at the end of the day, it's really going to come down to Hudson Hillgard, the quarterback of the Schwamann Screaming Eagles, versus Shea Denizine, the quarterback of the Phillips Loggers. Big matchup, and for those that have been following these two for the last 4 years, they're both seniors, and there's that bittersweet sense of this is the last time these two will play against each other as rivals in the high school level. And so they want to end their high school football careers on a win against their rival school. So we're going to have a lot of fun with that going forward. Well, the teams are all ready and lined up. The Loggers are set to receive, meaning the Screaming Eagles won the coin toss, and they've elected to receive at halftime, or deferred to half, in which they will choose to receive. Generally how that works. Let's get some crowd noise in here. Looking at the stands, they're still filling up, still getting here. People still the concessions. Oh, yeah, we got people rolling in here. The fan section for the Loggers over the right, they're filling up too. It's a good traveling team. It looks like Schwamann and Screaming Eagles, they have a tight formation for their kickoff here. Are they going to onside to start? Let's find out. Here comes the kick, and it's a squib kick forward, looking to prey on a bad reception, but they pick it up. Loggers carry it left. He might take it to the house. He gets it down the sideline. It's all green in front of him. There's no one even close. 10, 5, touchdown Loggers to start out this game. It was a squib kick that bounced right into the chest of the Loggers returner, who wasn't their main returner, and he just kind of swept it left across the field. We had good blocks, no block in the backs, no holding, and he was able to rip it down the sideline for a kick return to start off this game. Score is 6-0 Loggers with only 4 seconds happening in the game. The return would be officially about a 63-yard kickoff return. I don't remember exactly where he got it. The ball was bouncing, but either way, here we go. Tight formation, shotgun received it. Running back takes it right and is able to push the pile forward for a two-point conversion. And before you know it, the Screaming Eagles are in a deficit. The Loggers are leading 8-0 to start this game. That tight formation on the kick really bit them in the butts there for the Screaming Eagles. It looks like Norson either put a little bit too much juice on it, or, you know, that ball is faced, that the shape of the football can really make bounces go weird. And so, man, because like they did that bunch formation. It's what it feels to me was that they wanted to get a chance at an onside recovery without necessarily doing an onside kick. But the problem is, since they were all bunched up, once the returner got it and started sweeping left, the blockers were able to get in front of this huge line of green, and there was no way to contain the runner. So he was able to break it outside. So, all right, Loggers set to kick. Here we go. And boom, here they do an onside this time, and it bounces off the Eagles' chest. And who recovered it? Waiting for the refs to call it. And they are saying, Screaming Eagles recover the kick. Woo! That would have been a devastating way to start the game, with the Loggers do the thing you tried to do to you, but better. But good recovery for the Screaming Eagles. They actually get possession of the ball inside the Loggers' side of the field. Still at the 50, but just barely over on the defender's side of the ball. Corbin Phelps is going to be wide outside. Hudson in shotgun. Ball hiked, hand up to Bonga up the middle, lowers his shoulder, and is able to push the pile about to about 2 yards. It's going to be second and eight at the 48-yard line, or the Loggers' 48-yard line. And it feels like that's the first play of the game, but we already had a kick return. The score is 8-0 if you're just joining us. Loggers started us off with an exciting kickoff return to make it 8-0. All right, second and eight, wide receiver left, Bonga in the backfield with the quarterback in shotgun. Bonga, motion left, Hudson keeps it, follows his blockers, gets his blockers, can he get it up the field? He does, and a great job by the defender to bring him down before he ripped it all the way down the field. We're looking at a potential 15 to 18-yard gain. Great job by Hudson Hilgart for the Swamp and Screaming Eagles, getting the first down there and pushing it down the field. The ball is now placed at the 33-yard line, moving the ball 15 yards. Screaming Eagles got a good offense. They could score on anybody. I've talked about this. It's their defense that I worry about. But right now, Eagles, if they can put up some points, tie this game to start. Here we go. Shotgun with one wide receiver right. Ball hike, looking to pass. He's to pull it left. He's going to get, tries to screen it to the running back, but I say screen it, but he was throwing the ball away. Like, it was a great decision by Hudson Hilgart. It'll be second and 10 here. Great pressure brought by the Phillips Loggers there, and good job by Hudson getting rid of it to avoid a sack. All right. Second and 10 at the 33-yard line. As they're driving into enemy territory, Eagles have the ball. It's 8-0, Phillips Loggers in the lead, with 10 minutes and 47 seconds in the first quarter. Okay. Louis Martel is the receiver on the right. Bong on the backfield, shotgun. Motion right, ball hiked. Hudson's following his blockers, gets around, be able to stiff-arm somebody, carry the ball forward further. Instead of a 2 yard gain, looking at a 5 or 6 yard gain after the stiff-arm from the quarterback. Usually you don't see the quarterback stiff-arming, but that's kind of exciting. Tough football right there. So we're about a five-yard gain. So we're about third and five. From the 29-yard line. So it's about a 4 yard gain, so third and six. I try to keep myself from doing math on the fly. All right. Corbin Phelps is on the outside, wide receiver on the left. Bong in the backfield, shotgun. Ball hiked. The handoff up the gut. Bonga carries it outside, lowers his shoulder. It takes 2, 3, 4 loggers to bring him down, but they don't do it until after the first down marker. First down for the Schwamigan Screaming Eagles. Good run. It was designed run up the middle, and Bonga didn't like the hole, so he actually cut it right and carried it up the field on the right side of the hashes, put his shoulder down, and it took 4 loggers to bring him into the dirt. First and 10 at the 20-yard line as the Eagles have now entered the red zone. Wide receiver left, Louis Martel. Bong in the backfield, shotgun. See what happens with Hudson here. Oh, we have a flag. The false start on the Screaming Eagles, which will push it to first and 15. And for a little bit of flair, we have pink flags today. That's fun. Never seen that before. They threw it up in the air, and my first thought was like, what does that flag mean? Like it's soccer, like the yellow card, the red card. It's a super penalty. Okay. First and 15 at the 25-yard line after the false start on the Eagles. 9 minutes and 10 seconds left in the first quarter. It's 8-0, Loggers in the lead with the Eagles driving. Wide receiver left, Bong on the backfield with Hudson in shotgun. Ball hiked, handoff to Bong up the middle, cuts it left side. So they're trying to chase it out, they can't bring him, and he's able to get back not only the penalty yards, but another 5. So they're going to push this into a nice, healthy 2nd-and-5 scenario at the 15-yard line. Great run. Bong is running nice. Bong is the north-to-south guy, but what I've seen tonight is he's cutting it outside, left and right, and I'm liking what I'm seeing.
Second, 5.
You don't want to. He's still making the decision to run forward. But what he's doing is he's noticing, hey, I don't like this hole. I'm going to go left a little bit, then cut it up. So I like, he's not dancing, which is good. Okay. Wide receiver right, Corbin Phelps. Hudson in shotgun, running back right behind him. Ball hiked. Here comes the blitz. It's a fake handoff to number two, and the wide receiver reverse. And he gets back to the line of scrimmage. Dylan Eath gets minimal gain, if any, on that. So it'll stay third and four, third and five, depending on where it's marked. So it's going to be third and four. He got a one-yard gain there. I'm glad they got the playoff there because the loggers had a blitzer come in, and he timed the snap perfectly. And because it was a fake reverse and not a handoff to the running back, Dalton Schmidt was able to pick it up, but that was close. Okay, Dalton in the backfield, in motion right. Hudson keeps, following his blockers, goes up the field a little bit, and gets a couple yards. It's going to be fourth down. Oh, they're saying his knee hit down pretty early. Ooh, that's no gain. It's going to stay fourth and four. So he kind of had a push for a couple yards afterwards, but the ref had the perfect view of it, said his knee was down before he lunged forward a couple of yards. So it's going to stay fourth and four in that area at the 14-yard line. Corbin on the wide receiver right. Dalton Schmidt's the running back, shotgun. Ball hiked. Hudson's looking. Throws it up to a wide open Dylan Eath. He catches it. Swabbing a screaming eagle. Touchdown, Dylan Eath. Great route running as he completely let his defender left. And when he cut it back right to a corner, I don't know if there was a mismanage on the safety, but there was nobody guarding him. Great job by Hudson Hilgard, waiting for the route to develop, trusting his offensive line to hold up strong, and he delivers a wonderful rainbow pass to Dylan Eath in the touchdown. It is now 6-8. Screaming Eagles trying to catch up here with this two-point conversion. All right, Martell's the receiver on the left. Bonga's back in the backfield. Shotgun. Ball hiked. Handoff up the gut. He is going to be lunging forward. He's just short. No good. Good job by the loggers. Tightening up defense up the middle. Bonga got his first contact. He kind of won, and he was trying to cut it inside, twist off it, but they bought enough time for the rest of the loggers to come in and swarm the ball. And, that was right within the 1 yard line. That was close. Good defense on the 2-point conversion for the Phillips loggers. And for those just joining us, you turned in for a game, okay? It is 8-6. Loggers in the lead. Swamigan kicked off the ball. Loggers kick return. That's how they started their game. Swamigan gets the ball, and they drive down the field, and on fourth down, do a beautiful pass for a touchdown to Dylan Eath. So we got some empowered special teams and offenses here. All right. Screaming Eagles getting ready to kick off. They are definitely not as condensed as they were before. So I think they're like, you know what, let's not do that again. Let's play containment. All right. Norson Rodriguez, the kicker, is ready. Here we go. It's another squib kick, but it's going to go to the same guy who had the kick return. But this time they get to him, and they're going to tackle him at about the 37-yard line, give or take a yard, depending on. Yep, the ref spotted at the 37-yard line. And the Phillips loggers, even though they're in the lead, we're going to get their first offense here tonight in the first quarter. 7 minutes and 16 seconds remain in this first quarter as the loggers take over on offense. All right. Correction, the ball will be placed at the 42-yard line of the loggers as they begin their offense. Tight formation, quarterback and shotgun. It's going to be a fake handoff to the receiver, and then it goes to the running back left. He's daring up the field. Is this just another one-shot touchdown? 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown, loggers! As they did a fake handoff, wide receiver sweep right, handed to the running back, who was the blocker. He carries it left, rips it down the field, and before you know it, the loggers are now up 14-6. What a touchdown. Aaron Delasky carrying it all the way down the field. There you go. All right, ball hiked. He's carrying up the field. He runs right into the touchdown for a two-point conversion. And you blink twice. They got 16 points. Kick return, and then a huge run from the 42. So now we're looking at a 58-yard rushing play for a touchdown. So if the Phillips Loggers had film on the Eagles, which, I mean, they might... I don't fully understand how that works at the high school level, but if they did, or they did the research, they would see that the weakest part of the Schwamming and the Screaming Eagles team is their run defense. And boom. I know for a fact that Aaron Delasky is the leading rusher in the entire conference. So we're really looking at a really big mismatch tonight of the Loggers could potentially just hand this ball off all night and just abuse that aspect. But Eagles, you know what's coming. So it's up to them to shore up that part. Onside kick, but Corbin Phelps recovers it right away. And good job by the Schwamigan Screaming Eagles to bring that ball down. Man, I really had a chance to talk about the offense for the Loggers because they've had exactly one play. And because of the kick return, they're up 16-6. Screaming Eagles take over on offense with 7 minutes and 4 seconds in this first quarter. Already three touchdowns total. All right. Screaming Eagles offense need to keep this game as close as possible, and then we're going to need some big stops or possible turnovers for the Eagles to try to steal this game away. All right, Hudson keeps the ball, carries it to the right, fumbles it, and we're going to have a recovery by the Loggers. Great job by the cornerback who at first played containment on Hudson Hilgart and forced him to cut inside earlier than he wanted. And so then when he turned to kind of spin off of it, punched the ball out, Loggers ball. Wow, great effort by the cornerback of the Loggers to create that play, that tackle, that forced fumble. And just like that, the Loggers had the ball back. All right. Everyone's on the line. They have what looks to be two tight ends on each side. They're in motion, number 80. It's a fake handoff. Hudson comes on the blitz. So does 89. He throws it in the dirt. Incomplete. All right. Bonga and Hudson Hilgart on the blitz there. We're able to get to the quarterback. And Shea Denizine couldn't get rid of the ball in time. That's okay. All right. Number 80, BJ, I expect him to get some. He's had two fakes, but they're going to hand it to him at some point. All right, tight ends on the left side. Down lineman. It's a high, direct hike to the running back. Carries it up the field. Just some tough yards on the left side there. What a five-yard gain. Pushing it to third and five. If you're just joining us here on 98Q Country, the Loggers lead 16-6 here in Park Falls of the Screaming Eagles. Just fumbled it and gave it over to the Loggers. All right, third and five. They are now in enemy territory at the 44-yard line. Let's see what the Loggers do. Shotgun with one down. It's a direct snap to number 80, who carries it up the middle, and he's able to break a tackle, and he's going to go down the line. It's a foot race against him, Corbin Phelps. Can he get it? Corbin's on top of it. He pulls it in, but he reaches. Is it, what's the ref's going to call? What's he going to call? Looks like he's short, just barely. Wow. Great effort by Corbin Phelps to stop a touchdown as BJ was carrying it down the line. Corbin had to come fly and bring him down and took him down at the one-yard line. But we have an injury on the field. Looks like it is Corbin Phelps who chased him down. Wow. What a play. Well, we're going to take a quick commercial break as we have an injury on the field. And when we come back, it's first and goal at the 1 yard line for the Loggers. Don't go anywhere.
The best things in life are free, like our checking accounts. That's right, free checking for businesses and individuals. Make the most of your checking accounts by accessing it with a Forward Bank debit card. Through mobile or online banking, using the person-to-person payment service and the ATMs, and yes, all of those features are free too. Visit forward.bank to open up your checking account online or stop in and visit with the Park Falls and Phillips teams. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. You'll always score big when you shop at Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store. They have everything you'll need for your remodeling projects. The paint, the stain, the power tools, the plumbing supplies, yard and garden, plus items for your backyard birds too, and they even have kitchen and laundry appliances too. Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store, right on Highway 13 in Phillips, Wisconsin.
Welcome back to 98Q Country as we have the game on tonight. Strong and Screaming Eagles hosting the Phillips Loggers. And Corbin, we went on break because we had an injury in the field. Corbin Phelps is up on his feet. He's limping, I can see, but he is walking under his own power. So he's with his coaches and his staff, so that's A+. We love to see them up and moving. But right now we're back on the one-yard line. It's a hike to 23, carrying it right, and he is in the touchdown. The good second effort by after that first contact, he's able to push it forward. And now the score is 22-6. Loggers looking unstoppable as they go forward, getting ready for the two-point conversion. All right, let's see what they line up for. They're still in their huddle. Corbin Phelps, we'll see if he plays at all for this game. They still have one more game this next week, and so I imagine he might be sitting out. All right, hike to number 80. It's a pass to him. It's a trick play. It's going to be a completed pass to number 2, Lane Abram, the receiver. Nice catch. Nice play. 24-6 Loggers. That fumble killed them. That was momentum that the Eagles needed in their favor, not the away teams. It's kind of in the scenario where if the Eagles are punching up here, okay? They're trying to steal a win away from the team that's undefeated. And you can do that. Like, the Eagles are a good team. They're fast. They fly. They got great players at talent positions, especially in offense. It's just they're undersized on the defensive side, specifically when it comes to run blocking. So it's not that they can't beat the Loggers, but for that to happen, you need the turnovers. You need to not be the one turning the ball over. So it's kind of in that scenario. So Corbin Phelps has been assisted to the sideline, and I doubt we'll see him play the rest of this game, which is kind of killer considering he's one of their best players. We have an onside kick by the Loggers, and waiting on it, they might actually have it. Nope, Swamming Screaming Eagles will retain possession of the ball. Eagles will start their offense on their 47-yard line with 6 minutes and 3 seconds left in the first quarter. Loggers lead 24-6, and I feel like if I rub my eyes and turned around, the score might be higher. They are moving the ball at will right now. And the Eagles, their first offense, they had a very healthy drive. They just had that turnover that kind of crushed it. So if they can get in a good headspace, they can look to push it down the field and score here. All right. Wide receiver left. It's going to be to Dalton Schmidt on the sweep right. Breaks the tackle. Keeps pushing forward. 9-yard gain. Wow. Good job by the Eagles pushing the pile forward. It's going to be officially an 8-yard gain. It'll now be 2nd and 2 at the Loggers' 45-yard line. All right. Dillany, the one that got the touchdown on their already here in the first quarter, is the wide receiver on the left side. Bonga in the backfield. Hudson in shotgun. Ball hike. Hudson keeps following his blockers. Casey on the left side gets the first down and then a couple extra. So there we go. First down. The first and 10 at about the 41-yard line as they are starting to construct another drive. 5 minutes and 10 seconds remain in the first quarter. Loggers lead 24-6 with the Eagles driving to try to fix that score. All right. Wide receiver left, Bong on the backfield. Hudson Hillgarten shotgun. Here comes the blitz. Ball hiked, hands off to Bonga. He goes left, puts his shoulder down. We have a flag on the play. Potential holding. We will see. About a four-yard game, but we'll wait for the ref to signify. It'll be holding on the Eagles. It'll be a 10-yard penalty and a repeat of first down. All right. See where the refs officially place it. So here we go. First and 20 now at the Eagles' 49-yard line. Big penalty. That kind of hurt. All righty. Dylan Ethel, receiver on the left side. Bong in the backfield. Hudson Hillgart in shotgun. Here we go. Motion for Bonga. Then he fakes it on the counter run to the right. Gets up the field, and he's pushing the pile forward. They get all 10 of those yards back. So it's going to be second and 10 now, back at the original line of scrimmage after the penalty at the 41-yard line. Great run design by the Shawamigan Screaming Eagles. Bonga motioned left, and Hudson Hillgart, when they usually run that play, he'll keep it himself and then follow Bonga as a blocker, almost like a fullback kind of thing. But then it was actually a counter run. He handed it off to Bonga, who came back right and was able to cut it up the field. All right. Wide receiver right. Shotgun. Motion running back right. Hudson keeps following his blocker. They play the containment on the cornerback, and it's going to be a tackle for a loss. That's great job of the corner. And the loggers have quickly identified how to shut that play down. Basically, they're giving up. Okay, so we're playing a little bit of cat and mouse here, okay? And it's in favor of the loggers because of the bad field position, the second and 10, right? It's now third and 14. So what they're doing is the cornerbacks are giving up position on the receivers on the inside. But what that means is that unless the receiver's running a slant route, he's going to try to go block the corner, but the corner's just going to keep outside contain and then force Hudson to stay inside instead of carrying it up the field. So, all right. Wide receiver left, Bonga in the backfield, shotgun. 3 minutes and 50 seconds remain here in the first quarter. Ball hiked, fake handoff, Hudson keeps it, carries it down the left side of the field, has to cut it inside, and he'll get back the yardage he lost, but that's about it. It's going to be a fourth and long scenario, maybe fourth and nine. Yeah, fourth and nine at the loggers' 40-yard line. The score is 24-6. You're already in four-down territory for the literal rest of this game. You just can't afford to punt. If the game was 6-8, even the 6-16, you might consider it. But the loggers are just looking like a juggernaut right now. So you just have to go for it. All right, Eagles, four wide receivers, two right, two left. Shotgun. Ball hiked. No blitz. Got a good pocket. Throws it up. It's going to be intercepted or incomplete. Incomplete. Looks like there was a miscommunication on Hudson Hillgart to Dalton Schmidt on what route as Hudson launched it. And it went way over the head. And number 8 for the Philip Loggers was on defense. Ben Jr. decided to let that ball fall instead of picking it off, which was a smart decision because now the ball is a turnover on downs at the Loggers' 40-yard line with 2 minutes and 58 seconds left in this first quarter. Loggers are up 24-6. They're going to see if they can push the score up higher. Direct snap to number 80, who then hands it off to number 22, to Aaron Delasky for about a 1-yard gain. This is my first time watching the Loggers play this year, and so they are pretty tricky on their handoff. So I'm trying to track it. Then I got the last kid. I know they got their Shea as well as number 80. All right, it is a fake handoff, and Shea keeps it. See, I saw it. It's going to be a race on the sideline, and he's got the wheels. He keeps it down. Touchdown! Quarterback Shea Denizine, rips it down the field for a 60-yard burner of a touchdown, 30-6. Wow. That was smooth. Not the run. Okay, the run was awesome. But what he did was it was a fake handoff, but as he did it, he spun to keep the football out of view of who had it, and he got like 5 yards up the field before anyone realized who had the ball. Direct snap to number 80. Dance it, cuts it up, and he gets the 2-point conversion. Did I say 30-6? No, it's 30. It's 32-6. Loggers in the lead. It's going to be a long night for the Screaming Eagles. just a reminder, the mercy rules kick in at 35-point lead, and they are approaching that very quickly as 2 minutes and 17 seconds remain in the first quarter. Screaming Eagles reeling as the Loggers offense looks nigh unstoppable. They have done like a 63-yard kick return, a 58-yard run play, a 60-yard run play, another one that was like 40 yards, and then they punched it in. So they are just, they're built to just score. All right. They've done 2 onside kicks in a row. Like, let's see if the Loggers do it here again. Here we go. It's an onside kick. It is caught immediately by number 70, Greg Morgan, who goes right to the dirt, and the Eagles will take over with great field position on the Loggers' side of the ball at the 49-yard line. First and 10. Loggers lead 32-6 with 2 minutes and 14 seconds left in this game. Screaming Eagles looking to put together an offense to try to get some more points on the board, get some juice in this crowd. All right. 4 wide receivers, 3 right, 1 left. Hudson and shotgun. We have 1 blitzer. Who's open? Hudson whizzes it over to 26 on the drag route. Goes up the field, has blockers. Now can he take it down the field for a touchdown? He beats the last one. There he is. Screaming Eagles. 49-yard pass play. Hudson Hilgard to Dalton Schmidt, who carries it up the field for a touchdown. It is now 12 points for the Eagles, 32 still for the Loggers. We're still in the first quarter here. This is an exciting game as we're getting points left and right. What's defense? I don't know what that is. I know what offense is, though. Offense scores points, and that's why we're here. All right, Eagles getting ready to go for 2. All right. Wide receiver right, Bonga, the backfield with Hudson Hilgard in shotgun. Bonga, motion right. Hudson hands it off on the counter to Bonga, who carries it up the field and is able to fall. No, the Loggers stood tall. Usually Bonga falls forward on those, but he hit a brick wall, and it's no good. The Screaming Eagles' 2-point conversion offense this season has not been good. That's the nicest thing I can say about that. It has not been good at all. Very little conversions. It's just, I don't know what it is. Because, like, I mean, hey, I'm Cash, right? I got my opinions, right? But I like, they do nothing different. Like, the things that worked that got them to the goal line, got them the touchdown, they do those things. It's just for some reason, those 2 yards, they just can't get them. If there was 20 yards, they might. If the 2-point conversion was a 20-yard gain, they might get it. That's how explosive their offense is. All right. Screaming Eagles showing themselves, showing the crowd, showing all the listeners. They got some life still in here. Hey, you're losing 12 the 32. You're down 20 points in the first quarter. There's still 2 minutes and 4 seconds in the first quarter. But that game ain't over yet. We've seen crazier comebacks. Let's see what happens. All right, here comes the kick. It's an onside kick. It bounces up. Great job by the Loggers to grab the ball and go right into the dirt. Do not. That's good coaching right there. You do not want to risk. Yeah, it's like you're 7-0. You don't underestimate any opponent in football. Anything can happen. Momentum is crazy strong, and it's a real concept. Let's say you fumble that, and the Eagles get that, and they score again. Oh man, now they're up. You know, now they got 20. Right? It's like, so that's good coaching that they did that. All right. Wildcat, Shake keeps it, and he's taken down after about a 1 yard gain. He did that spin move again. Denizine is just so quick. It'll be 2nd and 9. So the last time the Eagles stopped the Loggers for a 1 yard gain, the next play they scored a touchdown. So we'll see if they break the mold here. Okay. One running back, quarterback, and shotgun. Ball hiked. It's a handoff right, and he carries up the field and is tackled after about a 4 yard gain. I'm trying to see when that was number 18 with the ball carrier, Evan Hollinger. All right, 1 minute and 20 seconds remain in the first quarter. The score is 12-32. Loggers in the lead. Eagles looking to get their first defensive stop here of the night. Hurry up offense. Quarterback shotgun with one running back. Goes the direct snap to the running back, goes up the middle, and he's tackled short to the line of gain. Number 80, still got some yards. BJ brought it forward about 3 or 4 yards. We'll see where the refs officially place it. He's going to place it 2 yards short of the line to gain. It is now 4th and 2 at the Eagles' 43-yard line. Hurry up offense again. Shotgun with one guy in the back. Oh, false start. We'll see. It was snapped. False start. It's now going to be 4th and 8, and now the Loggers have to consider punting. Would you punt? You've been kind of unstoppable tonight. I mean, you're up 32-12. I don't know. We'll see what happens here. All right. And it looks like they're going for it. Okay, 4th and 8, they're going for it. Quarterback and shotgun. It's a direct snap to number 80. He's looking to pass just like before. Throws it up, and it's going to be caught. What's the ref say? Caught. First down. Great job. Number 80, BJ, who's the running back, goes back, throws it, but it's short. He throws the ball short, and the receiver has to come back to the ball, dives for it, and was able to get it. They're running. Hurry up again. All right, shotgun. Ball right to 18. Carries it up the field. Kind of wiggling forward for yards. Still hasn't been brought down. Gets about a 15-yard gain. Seeming like he got touched by every Eagle player before he was tackled. Man, they're not even giving me a chance to talk. They're playing hurry up again. Here they go. All right. 80 in the backfield with the quarterback. BJ gets the ball. Carrying it right, then left, and gets tackled for about a 2 or 3 yard gain. All right. Eagles, be ready. Loggers are playing hurry up. 6, 5 seconds left in the first quarter. 4, 3, 2, 1, and that is the first quarter. All right. Wow. That was action-packed, let me tell you. The Loggers lead 32-12 as they're driving to try to score more points here in the first quarter. I'll tell you, I'm looking forward to this one-minute break so I can have a drink of water. We're going to switch to commercial here in 98 Country. When we come back, we'll have the second quarter. Don't go anywhere.
Jeff Haken and Roofing, the most experienced roofing company in the area, specializing in steel and shingled roofs. Materials are sourced locally, and they take pride in their work. Quality is their number one goal. Insured and estimates are free. Check out the website, jeffhakenandroofing.com. That's H-E-I-K-K-I-N-E-N. jeffhakenandroofing.com, or call or text 715-820-2880. Jeff Haken and Roofing, a proud supporter of local sports.
Get the best seat in the house at Schlamin Home Furnishings in downtown Park Falls and Main Street, Nashville, Wisconsin. It's game day, and on the field, a wide variety of furniture, including two-sided mattresses, futons, sectional sofas, and love seats, plus Amish and up-north style furniture. as well as full bedroom and dining room sets. Over 50 recliners to choose from and everything in stock and available without delay again. Take time to visit Shawangan Home Furnishings in downtown Park Falls and Main Street in Ashland, Wisconsin.
Welcome back. 98Q Country, as I am bringing you the game between the Shawangan Screaming Eagles hosting the undefeated Phillips Loggers. I'm Steven Jetlin. Excited to give you some more football. The second quarter is getting ready to start. The Loggers lead 32-12, and they're driving. They have first and 10. They've officially entered the red zone, trying to push the score even higher. They're just, both teams are ready. They're just kind of waiting for the refs to blow the whistle. They're getting the chain gang set up, and once the whistle, once they get the whistle from the refs, kind of tripped over my words there, they will be cleared to begin the second quarter. Okay, so second and 7 at the 19-yard line. Here we go. Quarterback and shotgun with one running back. The direct snap to number 80, but then it's handed off in reverse, and he kind of trips over his own guy. It's going to be a loss of yards. It's 22. Aaron Delasky couldn't get his footing carrying the ball left. You know, Aaron Delasky's leading the conference in rush yards this season, but BJ has been kind of gashing them, and same with Shea Denizine. So I'm kind of wondering when they're going to get him rolling in the game. So here we go. Shotgun, one running back. We're going to have a false start penalty. Might be neutral zone infraction. We're waiting to see. It is offsides. Okay. All right. The Eagles had jumped on that one, and it, when they were in the neutral zone, that is when the offense jumped, and so it's a defensive penalty. So instead of it being that loss of yards, we're now at 3rd and 5, much more manageable for the Loggers here in the red zone. Ball is officially placed at the 17-yard line. All right, tight formation. One running back, shotgun. Ball right to number 80. He carries it right on the sweep. Has great blocking. Pulls up side. He's going to walk right into the end zone. Great. I know that was a good run by BJ, but the blocking for that run was spectacular. It was clean, no holding. They were bulldozing everybody, and it just looks like the Eagles are on skates right now, as when they get pushed, they fly backwards. Great play design, but I would say even better play execution. Loggers now lead 38-12. Lining up to go for two. Shotgun with one running back. Ball hiked. Number 18, we have a penalty. This one's going to be false start on the Loggers. So instead of it, so obviously it's a two-point conversion, so it's not second down, but the ball, instead of being at the 2-yard line, it'll now be placed at the 7-yard line, making that tougher. All righty. Number 18 was a ball carrier, but he just got pulled onto the sidelines. So let's see who are in the back line. We have BJ and Denizine. Ball's right to BJ, carries it right, looking for his blocker. Can't get them. Great job. Another penalty. Is it, if it's on the Eagles, they'll have another try at it. If it's on the Phillip Loggers, it'll be no good, and then probably put on. I don't know what that penalty is, I'll be honest. Penalty's on the Screaming Eagles. I'm racking my brain on when the ref puts one hand on their head. I just can't think of it. Whatever it was on the Eagles, and so they get another chance at this two-point conversion. I'll move on. I'll Google it on their next commercial break, whatever that is. That's just, you know, I've watched this game for years, and you think you know all this stuff, and it's just like, man, I'm having a brain fart here. I can't think of it. All right. They're still, okay, I was like, I was wondering why they're waiting. The head coach, the Eagles, and the ref are having a conversation. All right. So, update, Corbin Phelps, who is very clearly still limping, or I don't know if he's limping, he's just kind of favoring one of his legs, is helmet up, and he's running up to the coach. I think he wants to get back in the game, but we'll see. All right. Ref is saying, let's play. Hurry up offense. Shotgun. B.J. in the backfield with Dennis Eaton. B.J. gets the ball. Another penalty. False start on the loggers. So we'll go back again to the 7-yard line. We're just going back, forth, back, forth. Back, and now let's see if they go forth. All righty. After all said and done, the ball is on the 11-yard line now. So this, just a reminder, this is still two-point conversion. So the time is still 10 minutes and 49 seconds here in the second quarter. Okay. Denzie's the only one, only quarterback in the Oh, it's a fumble, and it's going to be recovered by the Screaming Eagles. No good on the two-point conversion, which is good, don't get me wrong, but you kind of want that two-point conversion. You kind of want that to be on a They're saying the Eagles are going to take over the 15-yard line, but that was a two-point conversion try. Did I miss something? I have to reassess. Okay, I'll just call it as it is, and then I'll come back to what I've missed. Hudson Hillgart fake, handoff, and then he's tackled for no gain. I think what happened is that when the loggers scored, you didn't score? That's what I figured. Okay, thank you. Okay, I now know what I missed. That's what I assumed happened because that's the only thing that could happen. When that touchdown call that I had, the runner actually stepped out at the 2-yard line. So when they lined up the 2-yard line, I assumed that was the 2-point conversion. Blah. All right, well then that's a huge turnover for the Screaming Eagles. So instead of it being 38, it stays 32 and the Eagles got the ball. Second and 10. And it's a handoff, but he slips to the dirt and falls. It's now another loss of yards on that play. Man. Well, that's good for the Eagles on that turnover. At the very least, you stopped the loggers from scoring. But right now, they've had two negative yard plays. So it's going to be third and about 12 here at their own 13-yard line, with 9 minutes and 38 seconds left in the second quarter. All right, Eagles. Three wide receivers right, one left. Shotgun. Loggers bring two. They're in complete pass mode. Hudson's looking for his guy, passes up, throws it to Dalton, who gets immediately tackled. And they don't get any yards on that. Maybe 2 yards. And it's going to be fourth down and 10. The loggers brought two in pressure against their three linemen, and they almost got to Hudson Hillgart for a safety. They had the advantage in numbers on the blocking there, and they still got beat. Loggers are bringing great pressure. But now here's the thing of the loggers. Cat and mouse, you know, this is like the counterplay. You don't have to rush three again. If they do a spread offense, you can bring more people back. All right. Screaming Eagles getting ready to punt. Dalton Schmidt, punter, getting in position. Here comes the long snap. They're set. False. Wait, we have a penalty?
Delay of game.
Delay of game? Usually don't see those called, especially when they're getting ready, but the delay of game just got called on the Screaming Eagles, and they'll move back 5 yards. The ball will be now at the 12-yard line as they get ready to punt again. Okay, here we go. Ball hiked. Dalton gets it and punts it a little right. It's going to go out of bounds inside the 30. And the punt that just looked like it might have hit his shin. And the Loggers take over on offense with great field position. And what you had hoped was a gift, they just couldn't convert into offense to try to get back some of these points. So the score remains Eagles 12, Loggers 32, with 8 minutes left in the second quarter. All right. Quarterback and shotgun motion. Fake handoff. And then he's going to be sacked behind the line. I don't know if that was supposed to be a fake or keep, but because the Eagles got to him so quickly, Dennison did a great job of holding on to the ball and not causing a fumble there on a very good play by the defense of penetrating the offensive line. Okay. Second and 12 now for the Loggers. At the ball is now outplaced as a 32. All right, here we go. No one in the backfield, just the quarterback and shotgun. Here comes motion. Hand it off to number 18, pairing it up the field on the right side. He's going to be short of the first down, but he still gets a really good gain. I think it's about, let's see where they officially place it, about the 22-yard line. So it's going to be third and two. Good gain, 10-yard gain. Third and two for the Loggers now at the 22, the Eagles' 22-yard line. 7 minutes remaining in this second quarter. Loggers lead 32-12. All right. Dennison and shotgun by himself. Here comes the motion. BJ, fake handoff to him. And it's going to be tackled for a loss. The ball was handed off to number 22, Aaron Dulaski, and he's brought down to the dirt at the 25-yard line. And now we're instead of third and two, we're looking at fourth and five. Took a little bit, but the Eagles' defense has come alive as they are looking down the barrel of a two turnover on downs. Well, I mean, the last one was a turnover from a fumble recovery, but this is a turnover. Okay. Quarterback by himself. False start on number 22. That was Aaron Dulaski. So now the third and two becomes a fourth and five, which now becomes a fourth and ten. Now, the Loggers' offense is very good, and they've scored from very far away a lot this game. So, fourth and ten, although it's a much worse situation, doesn't mean they can't score here. All right. The Eagles got to do a good job of winning first contact because they got three ball carriers, four actually, but they got BJ, Dennison, as well as Dulaski out there right now. Quarterback by himself in shotgun, everyone else in the line. Ball hiked. It's kind of dropped a little bit. Shea looking for his receiver. Passed all the way on the other side, and it's going to be incomplete. If he caught that, that might have been a touchdown. It's one of those where everyone pulls left, and then he throws it completely up horizontal all the way on the right side of the field. And it just was thrown a little bit out of reach. So the fourth and 10 becomes a turnover on downs, and the Screaming Eagles' defense holds true. And the reason the ball was thrown ahead of the receiver was because of the pressure the Eagles had gotten on Dennison. Good job of the Eagles, as they have forced two stops in a row. 5 minutes and 45 seconds remain in this half. Eagles looking at a potential here. If they could score and go into halftime, they could be two scores away from the Loggers, but we'll see here. All right, wide receiver right, as Corbin Phelps is officially back in the game. Hudson and shotgun, Bonga in the backfield. Ball hike, handed to Bonga, up the field, and gets a couple yards, about a two-yard gain. So the ball will be at the 31-yard line now, the Eagles' 31-yard line. About second and eight, second and seven. The 31-yard line, excuse me. All right. There's 5 minutes and 20 seconds. The last thing you want to be in is a hurry of this drive. Because the Eagles get the ball back at half, so you want to run this sucker all the way down, get first downs, burn time, give the Loggers at least amount of time to try to score back. All right, wide receiver right, shotgun with Bong in the backfield. Ball hiked, hand off to Bonga. Oh, it's a fake handoff, and it goes all the way to Dylan Eath, who fights off a tackler But then, so he stiff-arms number 56 of the Loggers. That's Braden Reback. But what does Braden do? Instead of getting beat on the stiff arm, he actually was able to catch back up and tackle Dylan at the ankles. Good second effort by the defender. And Dylan did get a few yards there, about three. So it's going to be third and five at the 34-yard line with 4 minutes and 30 seconds left in the half. Loggers lead 32-12 against the Screaming Eagles, who are on offense. All right. Wide receiver right, five linemen, shotgun. Bonga in motion to the backfield. Hudson looking. Has the ball, has protection, throws it deep to Corbin Phelps, who had the ball in his hands. I don't know, was it tipped or did he not catch it? Either way, big play potential. It was dropped. It was on the far side of the field, so I couldn't tell if the corner got the tip or if Corbin didn't catch it. Either way, it results in an incomplete pass. It's going to be fourth and five with 4 minutes and 8 seconds in this second, or in the second quarter, or with left until half. Well, there we go. All right. Wide receiver left. Bonga in the backfield. Hudson in shotgun. Ball hiked. Hudson looking for his guy. Throws the ball. It's a catch, but we have a penalty. Either way, that was short of the line to gain. So it's going to be a turnover on downs unless it's a penalty on the Loggers. We'll see. Just waiting on the refs. They are currently deliberating. This is a Loggers ball. If it is a penalty on the Eagles, they'll decline it. Or it is a penalty on the Loggers. And so with that, the ball will be moved forward. Waiting to see how far the ball gets moved forward. It's going to be a first down. Are they calling? I missed what the penalty was. So it was a 15-yarder. So horse, was it a hip drop tackle? Was it a horse collar? I don't know. Either way, results in a first down for the Screaming Eagles, which is huge. It's fourth and five, and they are now at the 49-yard line. First down. Wide receiver left. Hudson keeps the ball after the fake handoff. Carries it left down the field. Gets to the sideline. And see if the ref even gave him a yard. Nope. Oh, okay, 1 yard. It is now second and nine at the 50-yard line. 3 minutes and 58 seconds remain in the half. Eagles are driving the ball right now. Down 12-32 against the Loggers. See what the Screaming Eagles got concocted next. The Loggers defense is really stiffened as the matchup has gone. Actually, both teams' defense has really stiffened the longer this matchup has gone on. All right, Corbin Phelps back in, wide receiver right, Bong in the backfield, shotgun. Ball hiked. The fumble, but number, was that Sean Morgan? Sean Morgan was the intended target on the fake handoff, and the handoff was bad, and it went down in the dirt. So it's third and a lot now. And we're looking at third and 1, 2, 3, 4. So that'll be third and 14. Third and 14 at the Eagles' 45-yard line. Three wide receivers left, one right. Shotgun. It looks like they're going to bring two-man pressure. Yep, it's a two-man pressure. Eagles holding on a little bit better. Hudson goes right. Picked off by number two. We're looking at a pick six potential. Great tackle by Hudson Hilgart. I don't know what Hudson saw, but that pass looked like it was intended for the defense. He threw a laser right to number two as Lane Abraham brings it in and was able to do a little bit of a return down to the 32-yard line of the Eagles. Interception for the Loggers right before half. Man, I wish I had a different angle. I wish I had like sky cam. I could see what Hudson was seeing because that looked like it was like going to him on purpose. But And those happen. Those happen. All right. The ball's been officially spotted at the 33-yard line. And so the Loggers now have an opportunity to score before half. Reminder, Eagles get the ball at half. So this is huge. So instead of Eagles scoring and getting closer, Loggers can score and pull it away further. All right, quarterback and shotgun. It's handed off on the sweep right. He carries it up the field. Another good blocker. Gets out of bounds around the third 20-yard line. It's going to be a first down for the Loggers off of a good run and block. So his number 27 was the ball carrier, Colin Kleinschmidt.